Welcome, everybody. Shir number 998. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, of course, we started the last couple of shiurim, the halachas of Kedima in Brachos. Which Brachos come first when one sits down to eat a various, you know, assortment of foods? So we started, just to read again, to chazer over review, we started pretty much the introduction inside last shiur in our Simin Reish Yud Aleph, and we're trying to work a little bit from the Sefer Yitzra Halachos. As he explains it going down the road, Misha Yesh Lefanav, reading from Aleph, straight from the beginning, Reish Yud Aleph, Misha Yesh Lefanav Al HaShulchan, Kama Minim Acholim, person has in front of them various different types of foods, right? Again, the point is over here being in front of them. We spoke about last year that not that one of the food is in front of them and the other ones have to go and get, which we'll see. Reish Alecham Likulam, and the person wants to eat from all of them. Now, that's another point which I want to bring out. The person wants to, he brings this from the Ramah over there in Reish Yud Aleph, that a person wants to eat from all of them. If I have five different foods in front of me, another four different brachas, I have eights, I have adama, right? I have tomatoes, I have avocados, I have fish, but I only want to eat the tomatoes, right? Now, I'm not just sitting down, I'm going to eat tomatoes, that's it. So all I have to do is make a huadama. There's no chiv. I don't have a obligation, a halachic obligation to eat the fish just because it's in front of me. So what? To eat the avocado. In other words, the eights we're going to see will come in general. It's a little bit questionable how we work it, but we're going to see in general, for example, the ha'eitz would come before the huadama. So let's say I have, just to say the example again, I said it wrong the first time, I have avocados in front of me and I have tomatoes in front of me. So the avocados are ha'eitz, which in general we'll see will come first. The ha'eitz will come first before the huadama because it's a more specified bracha like we spoke about. We spoke about in the previous shiur. But I don't want to eat the avocados now, even though it's a huayitz. I only want to eat the tomatoes, right? Which is huadama, which is a bracha, which would be made after huayitz. But so if I only want to eat the tomatoes, so he says, v'reitz alechol mikulam. And if I want to eat from all of them, from the tomatoes and the avocados, so then I'm going to go ahead and make my ha'eitz first, right? Ha'eitz would come first before the hadama. So I make the ha'eitz on the avocado. Again, I'm just giving examples. We didn't even start to learn what the halachas are, but I'm giving examples as we go, so we'll understand. Well, in other words, what does it mean by v'reitz alechol mikulam? You want to eat from all of them. What does that mean exactly, right? So we're just trying to explain as we go with an example, which makes it much easier to understand. So the avocado I don't want to eat right now. So fine, so I would make a huayitz. I would make a huadama on the tomato. But if I want to eat v'reitz alechol mikulam, I have avocados and tomatoes in front of me. So then, and I want to eat both of them, and they're both in front of me. So then I would make the huayitz first. Chayev lahaktim akos. So v'reitz alechol mikulam, I want to eat from all of them. Let's say our case, our example with the avocados and the tomatoes. Chayev lahaktim. So a person is chayev. There's a halachic obligation. Lahaktim alavarech al min hachashuv. You would have to make the bracha on the item that's more chashuv, right, that takes precedence, halachic precedence, like we are going to learn. And it's not a question, we have to realize over here, it's not a question of, yeah, well, okay, whatever, today I'm in the mood to make a hadama first, and tomorrow I'll be in the mood of making an eitz first. So, but if the halacha states, in other words, if the circumstances call for it, which we are seeing, that not all circumstances call for it, but if the circumstances call for it, like they're both in front, both the our example that we're talking about, the avocado and the tomato, are both in front of me, and I want to eat them both right now. This is what I'll be eating, avocados and tomatoes. So there's a halachic obligation, chayiv lahakdim alavarech. This is the Ramah. He brings it from the Ramah, which is halacha lamaisa. A person has to make first the right bracha, which in this case would be, in general, ha'etz. Why I keep on saying in general, because we'll see there's a shtickle ma'amachleikis in a machaba, but I don't want to get into it. In general, the Mishnah Berurah does say the achrayim do tell us ha'etz in general would come first. In a regular standard hadama Huadama and Ha'etz. Okay, Aval im Eina, moving right along, Aval im Eina Munach Lefanov. Oh, but now the next step, we move on to the next step. If it's not, that's in a case in time. So the first case is they're both in front of me, so I want to eat them both, or I don't want to eat them both. So that would make the decision. I want to eat them both, then there's a chiyuv to make the right bracha. If I don't want to eat them both, so then I only eat what I want to make that bracha. I don't have to eat the other food just because it's on a higher level, and that bracha comes first. If I don't want to eat it, I don't want to eat it. But that is another thing. But if the food is not in front of me at all, in other words, our example, we're sticking to our example, making it easier, the tomatoes and avocados. I want to eat tomatoes and I want to eat avocados. The avocados are ha'etz, which would come first in general. And the tomatoes are ha'adama, which will come second. But I only have on the table the tomatoes, right? And I want to start eating right now. But you want to eat avocados also? Yes, I want to eat together avocados and tomatoes. So maybe I have a chiyuv to get up and go to the fridge and take out my avocado and start eating, let's say, pieces of avocado that was already cut in the case in time when you could eat it. I have a chiyuv to take out my avocado, make a ha'etz, and then make my huadama on the tomato. So the answer is no, you don't have to do that. Avol im einoy munach lefonav, if they're not all in front, the avocados and the tomatoes, like in our case, is not in front of us. You only have the tomatoes in front of you. And the tomato hadama would come second, right? Afal pishyesh bedaite la'achlai. Even though you have in mind to eat, says the Sefer Yitzhar Halacha, it's again explaining the Ramah in Sifhei. The Ramah brings in Sifhei. That's why I mentioned last time in Sifhei, he brings some of these klolim later on, which is the fifth Sif in Reshit Aleph, which we don't want to wait till then. We want to get these klolim up front, which is how the these guidelines up front, which is how to say for Yisrael Lachetz, brings it down. So Lemaik said, let's not get too mixed up. The bottom line is, do I have to get up and go to the fridge and take out the avocado if I want to eat it now because it has a higher level bracha? The answer is no. You can make a huadama on the tomato, and after you make the huadama, you get up and very nicely go to the fridge and take out your avocado and then make the ha'etz. That's what he says. Aval im ein munach lefanav af. If the foods you want to eat are not all in front of you, afal pishyesh bedaite la'achla, even though you have a mind to eat them all, it would not matter. You could go ahead and make ein sarich lahamtin ad sheyaviyu loy. You don't have to wait till they bring it to you. In other words, you don't have to wait till they bring you avocados. Like we said last year, it doesn't mean till they bring you. This lashon sheyaviyu loy, that they bring you, also means if you got up and get it yourself. So you can go ahead and make the huadama on the tomato and then go afterwards. Whenever you're ready, you get up and go get the avocado and make the ha'etz. Thank you for listening. Atzlachem bracha kol tov.